Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we have a great celebration of the archangels and Archangel Michael and Synaxis of all archangels. And we also, today is a day when the Lord had taken our hierarch, the first hierarch of the church abroad, Saint Fivariet, the merciful. He was taken today to the kingdom of heaven. And as you know, his relics were uncovered many years later, totally unharmed by the nature, and he was always fighting for the truth and fighting to have love with the truth. He explained and told us the truth without love is not wholesome, and neither is love without truth is wholesome. We need both. We need the truth and we need the love. And while we don't have the love, the truth will not work, because what happens is, this is not God's way. God's way is the love and the truth together. It's totally united together. The truth and the love. The truth without the love is fanaticism, and it's not going to bring us into the kingdom of heaven. It's not pleasing God. Same as love without the truth is not pleasing God. That's ecumenism, and this is something that the Lord is not pleased with. We must have both. We must have both. And now we're living in a very difficult time, the difficult time that everything goes, as the expression may be, haywire, and the weather is changing so much as it was never before. Everything seems to be shaken right now, and the countries are shaking, and the families are being broken up, and more than ever, and the suicides are going on the rise, and all kinds of crimes are going all over. Immorality is spread all over the world, and people are being depressed, and going around. Look around you, and when you go out and see the people, see how many of them don't have the joy of Christian, or they don't have the joy in their faces, but they have sorrows and or angers and so on. All these things is showing the latter time. And Saint Fivariet is a merciful fighter for the truth. He didn't judge anybody. He didn't judge even those who have strayed away from the church. He felt sorry for them, as he had taught me also to feel sorry for everybody that's straying away from the truth, and everybody that is committing a sin. Not to judge them before the time, because for the real judge is our Lord Himself. We cannot take upon us His duty. It would be absolutely wrong. And of course He said to us plainly, simply, judge not, thou shalt not be judged. So if you don't want to be judge, don't judge anybody. Just pray for them, even for those who apostatize, who go away from the truth, or who had been falling into a trickery of the enemy and been tricked into one passion or another, and committing all kinds of terrible sins, and tied up by the demons. We have to feel sorry for them. We have to pray for them, that the Lord will absolve them from the sins. And the main thing is to bring them about to see the truth, that they will start to hate the sin. Why do we sin? We sin most of all because we still have not learned to hate that sin. We still seem to have a certain enjoyment by doing that sin, and we don't have aversion to the sin. And we must develop aversions to sins, because every sin has hurt our Lord. Every sin has hurt not only our Lord, but also our pastors, and our mothers and fathers, and all our relatives, all those who love us. For everybody knows this. Sin is the poison that brings us to eternal death, and we must be free from it. And let us pray more often to Saint Fivariet, and ask him to also to guide us, and so that we really accept what he said. Think less and pray more. And we have to think less of the worldly stuff and pray more. And we have to, but we can think and should think about the heavenly dwellers, about heaven, and about the gospel and the kingdom of heaven. That is a good kind of a thoughts that will help us to pray. Let us please try to become closer and closer with mentality to the heavenly dwellers, to all the saints, and believe and know that they are, because they have love for the Lord, and so they have love for us, and they are praying for us and want our salvation as much as they wanted their own, or even more. Amen.